It all comes back to Andriel's wing ficklets. Read by K-Burb. Chapter 2, DPXDC, Damien, Demon Twins. Content warning. Mentions of stillbirth, mentions of murder, neither are permanent. Arriving at Wayne Manor had been incredibly disconcerting for Damien. Not only had he left the place he had spent his entire life in, he hadn't had a small tweeting shadow behind him anymore. For as long as Damien could remember, Danny had been there. Despite them being twins and having been carried in the same artificial womb, Damien had always been bigger. He had grown more during fetal development, had been taller and stronger since birth. Danny had been tiny and still and dead. Talia had dunked him in the pits upon noticing he had been stillborn, and in what Damien regarded as the biggest blessing of his life, despite not having had the presence of mind to appreciate it at the time, Danny had been filled with life. Like all people who came back from the waters, as Damien had learned with time, Danny hadn't come out quite right. As far as most people were concerned. As far as Damien was concerned, though, Danny was just fine, exactly the way he was. And who knew? Maybe he always would have been that way, with or without the pits. He stared too much and hardly ever spoke, unless it was with Damien, a fact the boy held close to his heart and felt pride over. He made more animalistic noises than anyone in the league would like. In the privacy of their shared room, Damien had also seen him do things no non-meta, as Damien knew he and Danny were, should be able to do. Only ever when they were hidden away and alone, though, as if pure instinct drove Danny to not let another soul know. Damien didn't care. Danny was his brother, his most beloved person, the one Damien wanted to keep by his side always. Unfortunately, no one else seemed to share his views. Where Damien was quick to pick up new skills, Danny took more instruction and time. Where Damien had big and strong wings that allowed him to take to the skies younger than many a child, Danny had smaller, weaker wings that could not fly him as fast and as far as Damien's could. Where he was agile and stealthy, Danny was clumsy and only silent by virtue of that being the way he was naturally. As part of his unnaturalness. Where Damien had learned early to never let his emotions show, unless alone with Danny, the smaller twin often wore his emotions on his sleeve, often literally, as he flapped his hands or flicked his fingers. The League, Talia, Roz, none of them saw Damien's brother as the wonderful person he was. They only saw his failures compared to Damien and cast him aside. It had been fine when they were younger, when Damien had had dreams of becoming the new head to the league, dreaming of a day when he was in charge, and no one would ever be able to hurt his brother, even with a glance, ever again. But he had grown since then, and Talia had crossed a line from which there was no return. When Damien arrived at the manor, he had not had a small tweeting shadow behind him. He had run away, then, knowing himself incapable of killing Talia and Roz for the crime of taking Danny away from him forever, but was simply biding his time, waiting until he was grown, and could destroy everything his maternal family had built. A small whimper brought Damien out of his mind, face turning to look at the medical bed in front of him now. The small figure shifted in discomfort, still unconscious, and Damien threaded his fingers through black feathers, like he had done many times before, years ago. Like he thought he would never be able to do again. He settled one of the wings over the other, blanketing the small body. The figure settled, chirping softly. Damien smiled. He had his brother back. He was hurt, and Damien was furious about that, but he was overjoyed to have found him again. Tucked safely under his wing, bigger now with age, he could see just how small Danny still was. It filled his veins with rage, knowing even with naturally shorter disposition, he should have been bigger by now. The gaunt cheeks and protruding bones only further led him to believe Danny had not been properly cared for all these years apart, not to mention the sorry state of his small and usually soft wings. Damien longed to groom him, to care for him, to soothe him as when he was a child. But he needed to wait until Danny woke up for that. For now, he would continue to offer what comfort he could with his fingers and his wings, and continue to plot revenge on those who had taken his now twice revived twin brother away from him. The end.